From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Democrats are in Philadelphia this week for the start of their four-day convention to nominate Hillary Clinton for president. As Benzo Brooklyn reports, many in Colorado's delegation are still backing Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
Sanders won Colorado's caucus back in March, but Clinton narrowed the gap to a small margin by winning the support of superdelegates, made up of party leaders such as the governor and members of Congress. Democratic State Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont says he will vote for Sanders at the national convention.
You know, my real hope is that the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign really listen very carefully to what the Bernie folks are asking for in terms of a clean, transparent process that focuses on people.
Singer says he doesn't expect Colorado's Bernie delegates to walk off the convention floor like Colorado Republicans did in Cleveland, but he does think the Democratic Party needs to accept Bernie supporters with open arms if the party expects to unify behind Clinton. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Tests of tap water in Lincoln County revealed no evidence of THC in the drinking water in the town of Hugo. THC is the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says, though, that there is evidence that a shed covering a city well was tampered with, and the investigation is ongoing. An incident command for the Hayden Pass fire burning in Fremont County has transferred from a Type 2 team to a Type 3 team, and the number of personnel working the blaze is now under 200. Authorities say smoke will likely still be visible. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.